Okay. Sunday night, Varalocha. Okay, so we said that this week we'll be going over the dinim of Hafreshos Challah. So we'll actually do that tonight somewhat. So far, so good. Okay, the Shir Challah. Everyone wants... I always get phone calls. You know, how much do you take with a bracha, without a bracha? The Etzem Shir Challah is Mem Gimel V'Chomesh Be'ah, 43 and a fifth eggs. If your math is okay, Challah is B'Gematria 43. Okay, now, the amount of Challah, we're talking about the amount of flour that's M'chuyev and Challah, is a value measure. But it's very difficult. We work with weight. That's how people figured out the weight. And it's taka a little different for regular flour and whole wheat flour and the other minim, spelt, rye, barley. It would be slightly different. So the shiurim I'm going to say now, it's the easiest is to work with weight. And the conversion has been made by the poskim have made the conversion already. It's difficult to work with cups, which is our value measurement, because cups can be different. In England and America, a cup holds a different amount, and the question becomes how solidly to pack it and how much moisture there is in the flour. So what the poskim have given over is we stick with it, and it's the weight. So tonight the weight is for regular, not even whole wheat, but regular wheat flour. Wheat, but not whole wheat, okay. Okay, so it's 1.2 kilo you would take already without a bracha. 1.2 kilo of flour. With a bracha, so now you're bumping up against Rav Chaim Noah, the shear that that they say is 1.67 kilo. And Chazanish is 2.25 kilo. So if you want to, beef, you know, for sure, with the bracha, so it's 2.25 kilo of flour, and to take challah without a bracha is 1.2 kilo up till 1.67. Okay, if you want to know halacha l'maisa, what you should do regarding between 1.67 and 2.25, so you give me a call and we'll discuss it. Different doughs combined. Let's say your mixer doesn't make that much dough, so you make different doughs. So doughs can combine. They can combine to be mafresh without a bracha, and they can combine to be mafresh with a bracha. Now, they have to taste the same. It's the same dough, basically. If it's a different type of dough, if it tastes differently, then it would depend if you mind if they mix. If you mind if they mix, then they can't combine. But usually, I think the general case is that it's the same dough. You're just making different batches, so they do combine. And the way dough combines, the simplest combination of dough is that they touch you touch them in a way that if you then pull them apart, so a little comes off in the other one. Called noshech, it's neshicha, it takes a bite out of the other one. That's the touching of doughs that combines them for a shir challah. After it bakes, it can also combine. That's a bit more complicated, and we'll discuss that, how they combine and when they combine, and we'll discuss that on Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night, how baked goods combine when you're taking challah once it's baked already. Okay. Thank you.